You know, I fly an awful lot, and it used to be cool and like a luxury and all this, but now it just bores the hell out of me. It is just, I've learned how to make it as simple as you can make it, right? I can get through security in 30 seconds, hop the plane, everything's good to go. I know when to get to the airport, when not to, all that, all right? I've got all that out of the way. I fly so much now that they upgrade you after a while if you fly with the same airline consistently. You'll eventually earn a status where you can get the first class upgrades, the amenities, the private little rooms like the clubs that you can sit in before the plane takes off. All that stuff I figured out, I've mastered. The one thing that I do not like, and the one thing that boils my damn blood, are the people who sit in first class and act as if they are better than anybody else. For instance, 90% of the people that sit in first class are blue-collar people, right? Meaning that they're not extremely wealthy. They're not an R&B singer with a record deal in Atlanta. They're not royalty. None of that stuff. Typically, their company requires them to travel a lot, and all of the bills and all the things involved are paid by their company. They reap the reward of a frequent flyer, which in some cases is first class. Now, I will say that, you know, on most flights, there's usually one, maybe two, people that paid $1,000 or $2,000 to fly first class that may just be wealthy or not want to have to deal with the hassle of flying. And if you got the money, why not, right? But here's my problem. For years, I would only fly two or three times a year. I would buy an economy ticket. Why not? Because you can get the same ticket for $175. If you buy first class, it's like four or five times the price. I can recall back in the day walking through an airplane, boarding, walking past the first class, and having some snooty little bastards who give you this little snarl. And it's like, as soon as they sit in their seat, you know, they're like, I'll have a Chardonnay, and God only knows there's always some fat, no-good Midwestern woman that's like, I'll have Bloody Mary mix, and there's an old lady on her deathbed that always wants ginger ale, right? The only time I ever see people drink ginger ale is on a damn airplane. Okay, so anyway, enough of all that. Now that I sit there, and I have sometimes the benefit of being let on the plane first, I usually grab my seat, I throw my stuff up, I'm very polite to everybody, and then as the economy coach comes through, I think it's nice to say hello and talk. Who the hell are these people in first class any damn way? And let me tell you this, the majority of them, because I've actually left the airport before, gone down the baggage claim with the people that sat in first class with me, and witnessed some of these damn people getting into 92 and 93 Toyota Corollas, and God only knows they're probably driving to some economic type apartment home or something like this, you know? But when they sit in first class, all of a sudden they become Elizabeth effing Taylor, okay? And it just pisses me off. I'm getting so ticked with it now. Every time I fly, there's always somebody to my right or my left that's so damn particular about things, and they're asking for special shit. You are on a damn hour flight, mug. You know, you're on an hour. Let me check my time. Okay, we only got 2 minutes left. So let me jump to the story that I really want to talk about. Every time I fly now, because I fly with Delta, I keep getting advertisements for Air Elite. Now, AirElite.com is their private jet service that allow you to fly anywhere you want to go, just you and your friends or your family or you by yourself. You can go to Air Elite right now, but be careful, because if you do accept their quote, they require you to pay it, so don't do that. However, recently, I decided I would go. I'm like, well, let's see how much it would be to get a private jet, right? And just not deal with any of these people. So I'm thinking, you know, I hear P. Diddy once said it was like $250,000 to rent a Learjet. Well, that's not the case. If you leave the East Coast in the Carolina region and go to Panama City, Florida, and then back to the Carolina region, it's $15,000 round trip. And that's for about an hour and a half flight, right? So I'm factored in, it's somewhere around $6,000 per hour to fly private on a small jet. So it's probably double that for a big jet. And let's face it, it's not worth it. And most people can't afford that. But it is kind of unique that you can go to AirElite.com, type in your travel, it'll give you a free quote, and you can take a look and see how much it would cost for you to fly private. However, stick to one airline. Be kind. If you're sitting in first class, act normal and don't be a bastard. All right, great. Well, with that being said, I'm East Coast Vegas. You can follow me at twitter.com/EastCoastVegas. Have a great night, everybody.